The judge wouldn't allow me to bring any of the scientific evidence to show that this type of battlefield interrogation equipment that's been installed across the whole of the borough where I live would in fact cause significant baby fatalities, especially in the womb. Wow. You know, if you see something happening or you know of something, you've got to really do something about it. And these people know about it. They've had all the scientific evidence from me to show that this will increase deaths in the womb. And consequently, that's a serious crime. The reason why 5G hasn't been put up any safety tests, it will fail. 5G is a weapon system. It's there to kill and harm and maim. It is in breach of the Nuremberg Code. The Nuremberg Code is pretty simple. Any technology that harms animals in any laboratory studies cannot be experimented or tested on people.
With the world being so crazy, I have two great gift ideas to help you and your family stay safe. First, the Shockwave Torch. This tiny tool drops a 260-pound thug in 2 seconds. It packs so much power in such a small package, it's scary. Thank God it's got a safety on it. If you want to stay safe in a dangerous world, I promise the Shockwave Torch will help. Next, I want to show you the Light Defender Tactical Laser. It's a palm-sized device that drops attackers by shooting off electromagnetic radiation. It is legal in most of the U.S., but it has been banned inside 4 different states, and countries across the world have been banning it left and right. This might have something to do with the fact the military uses these devices in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other hostile zones to drop terrorists in their tracks. The U.S. Navy calls it the best emergency rescuing device, and it's so powerful it will even start fires with no matches or fuel required. Click the links below to learn more about the Shockwave Torch and the Light Defender Tactical Laser Tool. There'd be great gifts for your loved ones and family to keep them safe in this crazy world.
Changers, I'm Sarah Westall. I have Mark Steele coming back. He's the one that's doing the landmark trial or case on 5G. He won his civil trial, and now he has a criminal case that he's involved with. And where we left it last was we were going to learn what the results were of his criminal case. It wasn't yet happening. And so now it has happened, and he has another trial date coming up. So he's going to give us what has happened so far and what he has planned coming up. He's also, of course, giving us a little bit of an overview of how dangerous 5G is. He claims it's a weapon system. He also talks about the fact that the FCC has not done their due diligence. They have not looked at it at all for health reasons, because if they have, they would realize that it damages animals. Rats get cancer. It's very dangerous. A lot of scientists, many scientists, are making it their life's mission now to stop 5G because of how dangerous it actually is. And he'll tell you about that. And from my perspective, I want the FCC to do their due diligence, to do their job, and then to tell the public what the truth is on it. If it's safe, then lay it out for us and tell us it is. If it's not, then don't roll it out. If it's a weapon system, we shouldn't be exposed to this. So tell us what this is and do your job that the taxpayers are paying for. But anyways, he does that. He also talks about his communication that he's had with MI6 and how MI6 has recently come forward and talked about their concern about China, their technology being rolled out, and that we may be ignorant on what's really going on there. So this is a really interesting, it's really an important case on what's going on with 5G. And I think it's important that we all understand what's happening here. And he sticks around for my patrons and explains, I think it's an important thing. He did this in the first case, why, you know, the first show, but he explains in more detail a little bit of what his background is and why he's an expert in this area and why he's qualified to be fighting for this and why he's qualified in court to be able to provide testimony that this is dangerous. He'll talk about what his background is. He also is going to explain why he's got these glasses on. He wears the sunglasses, and he'll explain why he does that. They're actually, I don't think they're sunglasses, they're protective glasses, and he'll explain why he wears those. And I also want to remind you, before we get into this interview, there is a EMF summit that explains how to protect yourself from all these waves that we're being bombarded with. As you know, 5G is coming out. But we have other issues here with just plain Wi-Fi and 4G and 3G and all the things that we're being bombarded with, let alone the 5G, which is that stuff on steroids. So EMF Summit coming up, the information is below. It starts on December 9th, so it's coming up here real quick, and it's all free. It's a free summit, and the link is below. And before we get into my interview, one more thing is that the last interview, he has a thick local accent, and he got a new mic, so he sounds very clear, and he tried to talk slower so that you can understand him better. What I'm asking is for people to volunteer and put up some subtitles so people can understand, but I do believe that most people should be able to understand him just straight out of the chute. For those who can't, please be patient as the subtitles get put up. So now let's get into my interview with Mark Steele. Hello, Mark. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Sarah.
We finished it last time where you were ready to go to court. You have a criminal 5G lawsuit going on, and you won your civil suit, and now you had this criminal lawsuit. And can you talk about what the ultimate result of that was?
Well, it could potentially be prejudicial, because what actually happened, I was found guilty of a Section 4A. Basically, I was talking to a few counsellors. I told them that they were baby killers. They didn't like that. Got me arrested. But from that, and the reason I was found, I was convicted of that crime, the judge wouldn't allow me to bring any of the scientific evidence to show that this type of battlefield interrogation equipment that's been installed across the whole of the borough where I live would in fact cause significant baby fatalities, especially in the womb. We have the evidence of that. In fact, it came from the USA. It has a 300%, there's a 300% increase in women losing babies at near full term when exposed to large amounts of radiation, microwave radiation. And we have significant amounts from the 5G. Obviously, 5G is more of these antennas, what's called densification. So there's lots more antennas at closer proximity to people's bedrooms, etc. So I can prove scientifically that these counsellors, because of their inaction, I was warning them about the crime that they had committed, not only the fact that they're shutting the democratic process, but the crime that they were involved with is aiders and abettors. Aiders and abettors is a crime. You know, if you see something happening or you know of something, you've got to really do something about it. And these people know about it. They've had all the scientific evidence from me to show that this will increase deaths in the womb. And consequently, that's a serious crime. I was telling them about this, and I was telling them that they were baby murderers in a very robust way, I must add. And that's what I was found guilty of. But the reason I was found guilty, the judge wouldn't allow me to bring any of the scientific documentary evidence into the court. That's pretty strange, because obviously my defence was the scientific documentary evidence to show that this type of radiation and the levels, the illegal, unlawful levels of radiation that we've had visited upon us would in fact cause baby deaths.
Well, you were up for a lot more charges, but you were cleared of many of them, but you were convicted of this one. What were the other charges that you were cleared of?
I think it was a Section 4 where they were in fear of their life. What the councillors had said, that they were fearing for their lives, that I was, they were fearing of immediate violence from me. That wasn't the case. They made that up. In fact, it was a conspiracy to pervert the course of justice. But hopefully, we now do have an appeal. Our appeal is on the 24th of January 2019. So that'll be quite interesting. And this is really interesting, because it's in a higher court. So this goes to a Crown Court, whereas the first case was in a magistrate's court. So it's a Crown Court in front of a more senior judge. Now, that's quite interesting, because obviously my defence is scientific fact. I'm not talking about opinions here. I don't have an opinion on it. It's a scientific fact that's been shown that women exposed to these levels of radiation will lose babies. I was warning those counsellors. They may not have liked it, and they may not have liked me telling them that they were responsible for baby deaths. And some people may get distressed and alarmed at that, but only a person who was either ignorant of the fact, and there's no defence in law, or somebody who's a criminal who actually understands the crime that they've been committing, and they then, you know, get themselves upset. Now, we're pretty upset about what I said, and I don't blame them being upset. I'd be upset if I thought that I had committed the atrocious, monstrous activities that they are responsible for. Now, their ignorance in relation to this is for them. You know, like I said, this information that I have and the evidence I have is scientifically proven, and that's my defence. So let's just see how that plays out. I mean, the appeal at the Crown Court will be on the 24th. Now, they've stated it's a pre-trial, but I've been there before where you go for the pre-trial hearing and the next minute you've got a court case on your hands. So you've got to be pretty careful with the legal system. So we'll be prepared with our full case on the 24th.
24th of?
January 2019.
Okay.
It's quite an interesting case because obviously this is fundamental. Can your government roll out technology on top of you that harms you? Well, what I'm going to tell you, in UK constitutional and the laws, no, they can't. It's absolutely beyond anyone's comprehension. The law is based really and is upheld for the common good. So it's basically for the social good. You know, that's why we have these laws, these acts of parliament, etc. It's all perceived and all built in and around the good for man and woman and children. Now.
Do you want to save some serious money? Learn how a simple gadget can double your gas mileage while creating less pollution. The simple gadget does all of this while giving your car more power and longer engine life. Learn more with the link below. Also, have you thought about learning more about this technology so you can sell it and make extra money on the side? Gadget Man has a special promotion on their 2018 shop guide and training manual. They're offering it for $500 off this Christmas. You can get the full set of Gadget Man's special bits, a minimum of 20 hours one-on-one consultation with Gadget Man. You'll have digital copies of all the information. It has over 25,000 words. You got telephone support and diagnostics and full access to the forums for sharing and troubleshooting. He guarantees that you'll make $400 an hour in your spare time working this side business. So if you need extra income this year, click the link below and learn more about this great opportunity.
What are they saying to persuade the court that these are safe?
There's absolutely nothing to say they're safe. We already know that these transmitters are classified carcinogen.
But what are they saying? What are they trying to put through to the court, or are they just trying to smear your character?
Well, they're already trying to smear my character in the civil case. They stated that I was a conspiracy theorist and there was no merit in any of the science that I was either presented to the councillors or to the courts. Now, in that civil case, we had a massive victory that was proven not to be the case. The recorder QC Nolan, that's a little bit higher than a circuit judge, he actually stated quite clearly that I was technically competent. That means legally qualified. That means I can talk about these issues from a legal perspective in a court of law. Because obviously I do have the science, I do have the technical background. I mean, I do invent in this space. Now, to be an inventor of products that actually operate in this space, you've got to be at the, you know, at the forefront of the technological push. So my expertise is well known, and obviously I proved that within the court, and the judge accepted that, which was significant. Because obviously 5G and battlefield mitigation, battlefield weaponry systems, are in that sort of, you know, in that sort of dark world. You know, you don't get certificates to hang on your wall to tell you that you develop weapon systems, sort of thing. So that was really, really important. It's a massive coup for everybody in relation to 5G. The judge stated quite clearly that the local authority had to open up the democratic process, because what we've actually witnessed in Gateshead is a cover-up, a total clampdown of the democratic system. All of the laws, the legal, you know, sort of systems where councillors are obliged to represent their constituents, all of those things have now went out of the window, because I've shown that this technology was rolled out without any environmental or health impact analysis, they're in breach of parliamentary acts. They're also in breach of European directives and laws. And this technology being rolled out, the LED street lighting technology being rolled out, it is absolutely lethal. We know it's lethal. The latest science says it's lethal. But they had not carried out what they're obliged to under law. So what's actually happened, because they've rolled this technology out, now what we see is a massive cover-up. A massive cover-up in relation to this humanitarian crime.
Well, they still plan on rolling it out in mass.
That's just carrying on regardless. You know, this equipment is illegal and unlawful. It doesn't pass any regulatory standards. Only today there's three senators who've written to the FCC to ask them about the safety, because the FCC have said they have seen some safety data on 5G. And they're just, you know, I haven't seen any. The reason why 5G hasn't been put up any safety tests, it will fail. 5G is a weapon system. It's there to kill and harm and maim. It is not there for telecommunications. It's for telecommunications to an autonomous vehicle. But you get in between that signal, believers, and you would be in serious trouble. In fact, brain injury would be the least of your concerns. So consequently, it's got no regulatory framework, no safety standards applied. And the reason for that, it would fail all of them. You'd have to, you'd have to change the whole safety standard system around 180 degrees for it to even think about passing. It won't pass. Antenna systems, microwave radiation transmitters, even though they're uninsurable, they are still fit within a number of regulatory guidelines and safety standards. An FCC Part 15 standard, this is the antenna, which an unlicensed antenna fits within that framework. At 30 meters, that antenna should emit no more than 5 milliwatts. Now, the transmitters we have, at 30 and 50 meters, we're seeing 700 and 1,000 milliwatts. So it fails the Part 15 FCC standard for harm to humans. And this is so that, you know, these are these 5G, these are the high gain direct lens antennas. So they fail the current FCC standards. They'll never pass them. And they're not even fully operational.
Why isn't the FCC taking this seriously? Is there behind the scene deals and stuff for them not to look at this?
There's obviously something very, very untoward going on. You know, these regulatory bodies are all there for one purpose, to protect the man in the street. Like all product developments, all products have, set as standards from your, you know, the glass in your automobile to the tires on your automobile, all, you know, tarmac on the road, petrol, all has a raft of standards. And those standards are there specifically for a reason. What we don't want to do is harm. If I make a set of plastic tires, I sell them to you, you put them on your vehicle, off you go down the road, they actually explode halfway down the motorway, and you kill yourself, you kill your family, you kill another couple, I'm in serious trouble, because those particular products fit within a regulatory framework and standards to protect the consumer. 5G doesn't fit any of that. In fact, all telecoms are uninsurable, but obviously at distance, it's, you know, technology, all technology carries with it a risk. And this is just a risk too far. This risk hasn't even been looked at, never mind assessed. So there's been no assessment in all product developments.
Well, there has been assessment, just not by the FCC.
Not on 5G.
Right? Because people like you and others have been doing serious research on it.
Yeah. Well, the FCC happened? The FCC have dropped the ball. The FCC have stated they're not going to wait for the standards. Now, why are they not going to wait for the standards? They're going to roll the 5G out without waiting for the standards. Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because it will fail the standards. It'll fail any standard. And currently, we actually already have it rolled out here. And it will fail. It has failed. I've measured it at distance at 30 meters from those transmitters, and we've measured up to 1,000 milliwatts. the maximum you can have in an FCC Part 15 is 5. So it's a failure. So we're having to test it in a real field experiment, and this has been exposed on children, women, and men in my near locality. We've got children bleeding from the nose. We've got women bleeding from the nose. We've got women losing babies. We've got I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. And not only that, it is in breach of the Nuremberg Code. The Nuremberg Code is pretty simple. Any technology that harms animals in any laboratory studies cannot be experimented or tested on people. This is being tested on the masses, and it is shown in laboratory tests to harm animals. It gives rats cancer, cancer of the heart, cancer of the brain, mice cancer of the brain, cancer of the heart. The latest NTP study, the most in-depth $24 million study, shows that this type of radiation is carcinogenic. The latest, the Ramzini Institute study, the 10-year Institute study, they have actually also substantiated the NTP with their research. So we've got two major studies show that it's a class one cancer causing radiation. This is just absolutely unbelievable. And this stuff is being rolled out on top of us. And 5G means more. So, you know, the neurological disorders that we've seen, the increase in, you know, mental health issues, the increase in diabetes. If I want to cause rats to develop diabetes in a laboratory, you fire a 2.5 gigahertz frequency signal at them, and that develops diabetes. So everybody's getting diabetes. It's an epidemic in the US. It's an epidemic in the West. And we've got the mainstream media stating it's got something to do with diet. Well, I can tell you now, it's probably got a lot more to do with the Wi-Fi in your home and the Wi-Fi in your school. What is most certainly reprehensible?
It probably has to do with both. You can get diabetes, type 2 diabetes, just because you have too much fat and everything else.
Well, go ahead. One of the interesting things about some of the experimentation in animals, when you expose them to Wi-Fi, they actually lay down fat. Now, we're not really sure what the mechanism is. However, it could potentially be, you know, whether it attacks a bacteria in your gut that damages and doesn't allow you to process foods correctly, or it may be just the body's very, very clever defense mechanism. If it puts a little bit more fat down, then there's a little bit more protection. And this is one of the reasons why women in near full term, the babies are born dead, because as the baby becomes larger, you know, a woman's stomachs stretch out. There's not a great deal of fat there to protect the baby, and consequently, it kills the baby. So that's the mechanism there.
In China, they have suits to put over their bellies when they're pregnant because they know that those waves hurt their children.
By law.
By law.
The law. And you've always got to remember as well, the Chinese, the amount of radiation the Chinese are allowed to be exposed to, it's 1,000 times, near 1,000 times less than what it is in the West. So they have significantly less amounts that they can be exposed to. But I think the Chinese are pretty sophisticated in the fact that what they don't want is damaged children. Because let's say the child survives the exposure to microwave radiation. What about the neurological damage? What about the DNA damage? What, you know, so the babies that are born, the ones that survive, we just don't know how much damage DNA damage is caused. We don't know what the future is going to look like. I mean, this is absolutely appalling. We have an attack on humanity going on as we speak.
Let me ask you, what is the next stages of your criminal case? What, and you talked that you're going to be January 24th, 2019, but what is it that they're going to go after? And do you foresee yourself being able to bring this proof into court?
Well, that's my defense. And obviously under international laws, I'm entitled to defend myself. Now, I wasn't in the original criminal case. The judge basically said it had nothing to do with the case. Well, of course it did. If she's going to find me guilty of calling somebody in the street a baby killer, then I'm going to have to either be able to prove that the statement I made was either fact or fiction. She actually made a statement and said she believed that I believed that they weren't actually committing a crime. It's absolute poppycock. I knew they were committing a crime. They are criminals. And Neil got upset by that.
It's interesting because not in every country is it illegal for you to call someone a name. You know what I mean? In the United States, you might be, I mean, you're not going to go to prison or have a criminal case because you called someone a name. So it's interesting.
The charge, they basically, they were trying to pervert the course of justice. What they did, they came to mind. People have to remember, I've had 11 members, 11 council officers come to my home to bear false witness against me. All of those 11 witnesses were actually in the civil case. Now, what actually happened, the council actually must have known somebody in the Crown Prosecution Service who gave them the evidence, the police evidence and the criminal for the criminal case, which was actually prejudicial to my criminal case. So the civil case, the criminal case must be kept secret until you cannot hand evidence over from a criminal case into a civil case, because obviously the criminal case takes precedence. Because obviously I could go to prison. And obviously these characters were making some very serious allegations against me, like, you know, threats to kill and all the rest of it. So consequently, I need to go to prison for those type of things. So that case has to come and take precedence. What actually happened, the council must have known somebody in the Crown Prosecution Service who handed them the criminal case papers. So all the documentary evidence for the criminal case was actually presented in the civil case, which is a complete and utter no-no. So I had 11 witnesses come to court to bear false witness testimony against me. I mean, these councillors came to my home, parked outside of my address, basically goaded me outside of my address to actually get me to go into the street so they could bear false witness. It was a 2-1. So, you know, you got two witnesses, I'm on my own. But fortunately...
You won that case. You didn't.
Oh, the civil case. Yeah, the civil case. Yeah,
you won that case. The judge determined that people have the right to hear what you're saying.
No, what actually happened in the civil case, he did say that. That was just part of it. The civil case is really interesting. I want to tell you, it was absolutely monumental and historic. The case started off, we had the chief executive who stood up. I mean, I was actually at a council meeting where I did tell the chief executive she was going to prison when this comes out, which she is. This is a crime. And she actually made a statement into the court. She made a witness statement into the court, but she also swore an oath that I went for her. I went to attack her. She was terrified, frightened for her life, all this, you know, malarkey. Unfortunately for her, someone in the gallery had actually videotaped the whole event. So that didn't happen. And the judge was actually, because obviously I had the video evidence to show what actually did happen. Fortunately for me, by the way, that we had someone record these proceedings. And obviously the video came out and proved that she was just fabricating this particular story. And the judge was saying to her, well, can you tell me where Mr. Steele... In fact, he said to me, he said, Mr. Steele, is this the... Are you sure this is the same time when you were at the council? I said, well, I've only been in the council chamber once, Your Honour. So I said, it most certainly is that particular time. And he turned to the chief exec and he said, can you tell me where Mr. Steele is going for you here? Where are you in fear of your life? Where, you know? And she just couldn't answer. So she made a total fool of herself. The mayor, then obviously she hadn't seen the video either. She got up on the stand because these were outside. They're not allowed to be in the court as the proceedings are, as our witnesses. She came in and said exactly the same. She was in fear of my life, said that I went to attack her and all this stuff. Totally made it up, and the judge just was, you know,
fools.
It's perjury.
Yeah.
It's actually a criminal offense.
Okay, right? They can't do that. Let me ask you, because you've had gotten the attention of MI6, which I'm sure you have for a while, but they actually contacted you, and you're working with them a little bit. I mean, I'm not in an official capacity, but you're doing something. Can you explain what's going on there?
Well, what actually happened, I've contacted MI6 because 5G is the preparation of a terrorist attack. It's what 5G is. 5G is not at all got anything to do with telecommunications. It's a weapon system. Now, when obviously there was an article 2 weeks ago where the head of MI6 has actually stated in the press that they're very concerned about the influence of Chinese technology in this 5G rollout. Now, the technology we have had installed where I live is Chinese. The vast majority of it's Chinese. Most telecommunications are Chinese. The potential brains behind it are California, obviously, because that's where most of this equipment is designed and innovated at. But the development, the hardware, the chipsets, the programmed chipsets, because you've got to remember they're programmed, and all of the other pieces are manufactured in China. So we've got this Chinese hardware, and there was this article. So I've actually made representations to MI6 that I believe, and I've got no doubt that it is in fact totally factual, that we are being attacked by a foreign organization where we're having this technology rolled out on top of us in our localities across the country in the UK. It's a weapon system.
Well, wouldn't you say that if they're rolling it out, that the authorities in England are knowledgeable about that?
I don't think they are. I don't think they've got a clue. When, you know, they had two technical experts. They had one technical expert in particular from the council. They're like an expert who stood up in the civil court case, and he'd already stated it to the judge that this was 3G, 4G. The chief executive thinks it's 2G, 3G, so a bit of confusion at the council about what they actually have. I knew that they don't know it's 5G. I knew it to be 5G because obviously that's my field of expertise, as was proven in the court case. But I got the guy on the stand when I cross-examined, because I had to represent myself, even though the council had a full legal team, all our barristers there, trying to besmirch my character and try and call me a conspiracy theorist when I'm actually an expert in this particular field. And they said, I got the guy on the stand and I said, right, I said, you've stated in your witness statement that you've got this 3G, 4G. He said, yes, that's correct. I said, well, can you explain to me what that is? So he went on to tell me it's a telecommunications system, to control management system for the lightning. Then said to him, I said, well, no, I want you to define what 3G, what your 3G, 4G is. I mean, actually define it. Tell us what frequency it operates at, what type of hardware it is, what type of antenna it uses, etc. Because what I can most certainly tell you, the 4G antenna operates on inverse square law principles. So basically, it dissipates energy over distance. The 5G antenna actually has a directional, so it can shoot you. So I can target acquire and I can shoot you, because that's what 5G is. So I know the differential, and I also know the technical parameters of the technology. 5G is also densification, which means just a lot more. So I asked this guy the question, and he couldn't answer me. He couldn't define the 3G, 4G. I then asked him what 5G was, and he couldn't answer that either. All right, all he knew was it's some telecommunications that's going to come in 2020. So what I then said to him was, so I said, you've actually made a witness statement to state that it's 3G, 4G. I said, and you don't even know what 3G, 4G is. Neither do you know what 5G is. Fortunately, I do. I didn't get the opportunity to say that at that particular time. Anyway, by the time I'd went through, I think about 8 or 9 of their witnesses, the judge had got a bit sick of all the lies and the fabrication. And not only that, they actually entered into the court of forgery. So they had forged documents, they entered into the court. It basically was a bit of a mess for them. Anyway, we're broke for lunch. The judge then said, we're going to break for lunch. So when we came back after lunch, the judge came in, he looked pretty menacing. And then he saw this, and I thought, God, because he did say he was going to read my skeleton argument and my scientific data, which I knew was absolutely on point. And when he came back in after lunch, he basically he said to Gates at Counts, because obviously they had portrayed me as this conspiracy theorist, and there was no merit in all the science that I'd sent to them, and present it to the court was pseudo. He came back in and he said, well, he said, I've read Mr. Steele's skeleton argument, and what I'm going to state here is he is most certainly competent, technically competent. It means legally qualified law. He then said, the science I presented to the court was also competent. He then warned the counsel to take note. He also warned them that they had to open up the democratic process, because what I showed in my skeleton argument, I swear to counsellors, what happened to being gagged? It's illegal. They've been gagged by whoever, not to say anything. They've run away from people. They're putting phone down on people. Anybody talks about 5G, they just put the phone down on you. So we have the evidence of that. So we know they've been gagged. That's a very, very serious offence. It's something I was talking to MI6 about today.
Yeah, so what did you provide to MI6?
Well, I've provided them some information in relation to the democratic takedown. Obviously, we've got a democracy here, and we've got a lot of laws that have been totally pushed to one side by these councillors in our locality. But I believe they've been controlled or been told that for some inexplicable reason, they can roll this weapon system out on top of the community and nobody's going to do anything about it.
Yeah, well, it's crazy.
They're mistaken. This is, you know, I know this.
Is sounds, MI6 taking this seriously from your perspective?
Well, the fact that they put the article that was on the front page of the Times two days ago, and this was the head of MI6, this is unprecedented. Nobody even knows who C is. And obviously, he's on the front page of the Times. So believers, they understand exactly what I'm talking about. If they're talking about 5G being a problem, believers, I can tell them what sort of a problem it is. This is an attack on our country. This is an attack on the USA.
Well, the disturbing part is the FCC is rolling it out with actually doing their job. Is this dangerous? And if it is dangerous, then don't roll it out. They just haven't done their due diligence and they're rolling it out. And we have all these experts, scientists saying it's dangerous and they're still rolling it out. That's very disturbing. Now, can people follow you? Because I know this has become a very big passion of yours and you're putting out all that information. Before you said that with your last court case, you were going to try to get those legal documents, the court documents up for people to read. Are they available now?
They're not, no. And I'll tell you why, Mike. Anybody can go and get them, but I can't, and I'll tell you why. It's prejudicial to my criminal case. And the reason for that, well, it's a very, very grey area. Because obviously, my criminal case, I've actually already made representations to the court and have been given leave to appeal, because you have to get leave to appeal here. You can't just appeal. It's not a given, you know, like in the US where you can just appeal and appeal and appeal. UK is completely different. You have to be given leave to appeal by a judge. So a judge has actually looked at my documentary evidence. Now, part of that evidence is the fact that the counsel produced the criminal case documents and evidence into the civil case. Now, obviously, if I start to blast out all of that evidence into the public domain and start telling everybody about it, that could potentially be prejudicial. I mean, I can't really blame the counsel for...
Yeah, I've run into that before with other people I've talked to. Now, what I would ask the listeners or anybody, the volunteer that are in that area and have the ability to get that, if they get that to me, I will put it up on the website, my website with this show, so people have access to it and with the other show that we did. But somebody who can get to it needs to volunteer to do that. So hopefully one of our listeners here will do that. Now, go ahead.
Well, it needs to be transcribed because obviously, you know, it's in this shorthand type of...
Okay, so well, somebody needs to volunteer to do that.
We'll do it, no problem. We're absolutely going to get that. I mean, I want it for historical perspective. I mean, this was the first 5G trial in the world. It's constantly, we want it from a historical perspective.
Well, we'd be able to get it after January 24th.
The criminal case has to go its full course. So if we don't get the result that I'm after in the Crown Court, we will then have to go to the High Court. And then we'll possibly have to go to the House of Lords.
Okay, so we'll have those documents once this process is completed.
Exactly, because what we've got to be really careful of, what actually happened, I was prejudiced by the CPS, the Crown Prosecution Service, given the local authority, the evidence in the criminal case, what actually happened. I cross-examined one of the counsellors. She perjured herself, she lied, but what it did when we did the criminal case, she knew what my what the questioning would potentially be. She actually had answers. She had answers in the court because I'd already questioned her, and also I'd questioned her in such a way. I was very, very, let's say, on point, because obviously I was at the scene. So I knew exactly what happened. Knew exactly what to say to her. And when I got to the criminal case, the Crown Prosecution demanded that a prosecutor, I wasn't allowed to cross-examine her. They then put a prosecution solicitor in, a defence solicitor into the case to take over from my cross-examination of these two counsellors, and consequently that also prejudiced my case because this was a very complicated case and we only had 15 minutes. I had a 15-minute conversation with a defence solicitor, so she did a fantastic job, by the way, in only 15 minutes, but that was prejudicial also to my defence. So that's another point of the defence. But you know, the law is a very interesting beast, and what we've got to be really careful of. We have to win this case. We have to win these cases. These are historical cases, and what I don't want to do is give anybody any opportunity, or any organisation, any opportunity for us not to win. Because we win this. We must certainly win this. We win 5G. We win. We get this stopped. This is the people that are behind this are monsters. Absolutely monsters. And what they have done, they have actually allowed a load of self-serving, ignorant fools to get themselves into positions of power so they've been able to enable themselves to put this technology, this illegal, unlawful technology that's harming humans today and killing off humanity, wiping out our ecological systems. I mean, I watched the BBC the other day. They're talking about climate change. No wonder it's climate change. If you get that many transmitters in such a close proximity pouring microwave radiation energy into the air, of course you're going to change the climate.
Well, the birds are all going to leave. The animals leave. They're smarter. Well, okay. Where can people get hold of you? Because I know that this is something that people can help you with, and you have activism. You guys have planned events. Can where can people learn more?
The Save Us Now Party. What I'm going to say, this is, we have a global problem on our hands in the West. Yeah, we've got a global problem. What I want people to do in the US, set up your own Save Us Now organizations. Because what we need is, we don't need any centralized structure, because they're problematic, as we know. So we want cellular systems set up under that same banner. So then when we have an event, we can call on the people of the world to get together to get this whole thing, this stop. We've got a global problem. It's going to take the global community to stop it. It's going to take global activists to stop it, to focus their attention under one banner. There's enough of us today. You know, there's the Environmental Health Trust. There's lots and lots of groups around the world, but they're all disparate little groups, all trying to do their own little thing. What we need is some unity. So we've got that focality, a bit like the weapon system. It's a focused weapon system. That's what makes it dangerous. But what will make us dangerous? It's focused under the Save Us Now banner. So then all of a sudden we've got this focality. People need identity. So they identify songs, symbols, and signs. We've got the signs, we've got the symbols. I'm working on a song. I think it'll be Les Mis, Man the Barricade. Because believers, we are absolutely in trouble. And you know what's happening in France with the yellow shirts. This whole thing's falling to pieces, by the way. It's all falling to pieces. We just need more people to get involved. We need to get them off their backsides, get them off their keyboards, get on the streets, get this thing stopped. This is here to kill humanity. 5G is an existential threat. It'll kill everything. Fortunately for me and for my locality, we know what it is, and we are now fighting back. We are the resistance. Save us now as the resistance. Get involved and let's get it stopped. We've got the law on our side. We've got law. We've got the law enforcement. I mean, look, you've seen the police in France just taking the helmets off. Unbelievable.
Well, thank you so much for everything that you're doing and for doing this fight for us. I really appreciate it. I hope you have an amazing day.
Fantastic.